Texte numéro 69. Many in Gen Z ditch colleges for trade schools. Meet the Tool Belt Generation. Cy Kirby dreaded the thought of going to college after graduating from high school. He says a four-year degree just wasn't on the cards for him or his bank account. Instead, at the age of 19, Kirby took a job in a local water department in southern Arkansas. He said the position helped him to develop the skills that helped him start his own construction company. Now, at age 32, Kirby finds himself mentoring many of his employees, who also opted to learn a skilled trade rather than shelling out tens of thousands of dollars to pursue a degree that they wouldn't use after graduating. Kirby says blue-collar work is lucrative and allows him to call the shots in his life, but he says the job also comes with a downside, mainly because of the stigma attached to the industry. I think there's a big problem with mums and dads coming home from quote-unquote dirty jobs, coming home with dirty clothes and sweating. You had a hard day's work and sometimes that's looked down upon, he says. Kirby is among the growing number of young people who have chosen to swap college for vocational schools that offer paid on-the-job training. Lisa Countryman-Quiroz is the CEO of a non-profit in San Francisco that provides career training for unemployed workers to find jobs, including in skilled trades. She says that folks have really prioritized a college education as a path to the middle class and a path to a cushy office job. But over the last 10 to 15 years, we are seeing a trend among young people opting out of universities. Just the crushing debt of college is becoming a barrier in and of itself. The high cost of college isn't the only factor driving many young people towards skilled trades. With the use of artificial intelligence on the rise, many Gen Zers see manual labour as less vulnerable to the emerging technology than white-collar alternatives. They also say vocational schools are a straight path to well-paying jobs. Nitzan Pellman, who founded Climb Higher, a company that helps low-income and overlooked people break into new careers, says increasing salaries and new technologies in fields such as welding, plumbing and machine tooling are giving trade professions a facelift, making them more appealing to the younger crowd. There are a lot of vocational jobs out there that are pretty attractive. HVAC repair and installation, electricians, solar panel installer. There's so much demand for wind turbine installers who, in many cases, make more than $100,000 a year. So there's a lot of demand for manual labour, she stresses. Adapted from NPR, April 2024.